Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of Visionary Womenpreneurs Radio, where we work to bring you inspiring womenpreneurs that are making a difference in their communities and in the world. And today is no different. I have the pleasure of welcoming special guest Stephanie Wood to the show. Stephanie is a renowned expert in self-care and the founder of the Body Knowledge System. She's dedicated to helping business owners cultivate a deeper connection with their bodies and harness their personal growth to achieve success. So join me in welcoming Stephanie Wood. Stephanie, welcome to Visionary Womenpreneurs Radio. I'm so thrilled to have you here today.
I am certainly thrilled to be here, Donna. Thank you.
I am excited to talk with you about self-care and the importance as business owners of spending some of our energy taking care of ourselves.
Well, it brings up for me, Donna, my clients ask me, okay, what is the big deal about self-care? Everybody keeps talking about it. Is that going to make me more money? Is that going to make me meet potential clients? How would you answer that, Miss Donna?
I would say that, yes, if we're not taking care of ourselves, then how do we show up for our clients? And I know in my mastermind program, it's one of the programs within that program is self-care. And we focus on a different aspect of self-care every month. And some of them are going to apply to some people, and some of them people will probably be like, I don't want to do that this month. But I think it's one of the joys of being a business owner is the personal growth that you gain from being a business owner. And I think self-care should be part of that personal growth.
Well, you know, I know some of my clients get overwhelmed because when people talk about self-care, they've got like a list of 20 things and you're like, oh, how am I going to do all that when I'm busy making money and doing the things for my business?
Yeah. So what do you tell them?
Well, what I tell them, and this is from my body knowledge system, is, Donna, is to start with having a relationship with your body. Your body has intelligence. Now, let me ask you, when you ignore your body, what does she do?
Well, my body, if I ignore my body, doesn't feel very good, typically gains weight, you feel more tired, sluggish, which doesn't feel like a great way to show up for people. And I agree with your clients that we're all working hard in our businesses. Part of the joy, part of the challenge of being a business owner, right? But for most of my clients, I find that their business is part of their passion. And so they want to be there. So what are some of the things that you tell people to do to get over that overwhelm and the frustration of like not feeling like they've got time for self-care?
Well, I'm going to ask your permission to do an exercise with me that I've created. Are you up to that? I promise you'll shine.
Sure.
You're too funny. I like to make you laugh. Okay, we're sitting at the kitchen table, your kitchen table.
Okay.
And you're on the right. I'm in the middle. Hopefully it has three chairs. And on the left or across from you is Body Donna. So I'm going to talk to Body Donna first. Body Donna, just thinking about today, what do you want from Donna today? What do you most want from her?
That feels like a huge question. So this is just body, Donna. So I want a feeling of energy and no pain and competence is the word that comes to mind, but I'm not sure that's the right word, but competence to do what I need to do.
Okay, Donna. Body Donna has put on the table a few things that she wants between the two of you. What's your response?
Let's do it.
Your body loves you right now. Let's do it. I love it. You just put everything perfectly. Okay, Body Donna, what's your reply?
That's great.
Okay, let me pause here. Those are the kind of conversations I would like all of our entrepreneurs to have with their bodies, because your body has intelligence. And notice how easy that was. You didn't know, you weren't prepared for what I was going to ask you.
No? Not at all.
You just went right into it because I think you know you have a body.
Definitely. Right? Yep.
It's a good thing to know. So that is one of the practices from the body knowledge system that I encourage my clients to have. So instead of having the list of all the things you have to do, now you have a relationship. Like I have a relationship with you, Donna. It's wonderful. It's open. It's free. We ask each other, we negotiate, we change our minds.
Yeah.
And that's what you do with your, everybody knows how to have a relationship, at least I'm assuming.
I hope so. Yeah. Knowing that none of us
conversation is really in trouble.
Knowing that none of us have perfect relationships, they're all work.
So again, with your body, I mean, let me give you an example. Just this morning, I got your email. I had to decide, do I answer Donna's email or do I go for a walk with my body like I promised?
What'd you do?
You know what I did.
But nobody else does.
I went for that walk. So when I came back, my body was happy. I didn't have to worry about her. I could put my focus on your intentions for our day together. And everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And my walk was only like 25 minutes. I mean.
Yeah.
So there's everything in a nutshell.
Well, I think that that's an important thing. Like doing something like going for a walk doesn't have to be like epic. It can be 25 minutes or it can be 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be like, I do a lot of cycling and I say any ride's a good ride. Even if I can only get out and do like around the block, which is about 3 miles around the block here, it's still a good ride, right? You know, and so having like removing some of that pressure of I have to do something for an hour or I have to, you know, like the you put requirements on yourself and you have to celebrate what you have the ability to do today.
But again, what you're reiterating, what I'm trying to express is that you're with your body. So whatever you do together, that's enough. Now, for me, I had a good excuse. My body wanted to go longer, but it started to rain. And I love my new sneakers, so I just, I ran back to the house. I'm really serious. My sneakers are very important to me. But, you know,
Now we're all curious what kind you got and what color they are and everything.
You want my secret medicine for body movement, huh?
There you go.
Skechers.
Ah, love it. No
Love
commercial
those
here, but
Skechers.
yeah. I've never
You
tried
know
them.
what? You know what, Donna? You brought up a very good point. In my initial intention was, oh, I have to go here and there and there and up and down. I have to go through my requirements for the day with my walking. And I got interrupted. But I was happy to be with her.
Yeah,
It was
definitely.
nice. Plus, I had the added benefit of Andre Bocelli.
Ah,
No,
headphones.
I'm serious. I was crying and running. He does it to me every time. I don't know why I keep listening to him.
Don't know. There must be something there that is feeding you somehow.
I'll blame it on my body. She was crying. I had nothing to do with it.
There you go. So in your program, Body Knowledge System, is that right?
Yes, please.
What other things do you work on with people to gain, like it sounds like you're helping people gain knowledge of their connection with their own body. Is that
But more importantly, Donna, thank you for the question, is knowing their style. I
okay.
have four styles. So when they're doing their business, whatever challenge is coming up for them, whether it's marketing or whatever, if they know one of my four styles, they can approach that challenge with more confidence.
Wow. Okay. And how do you identify these different styles? Like, does everybody have these four styles, or do people operate from one style?
Another great question, Donna, is they all, each person has four styles, but
Okay.
one of them is dominant. So I have them do an assessment, takes about 5 minutes. It's on my site, bodyawe.com, and you could take it really quickly. And I've timed myself, it only takes 2 minutes or less.
Right, that's not
In
much.
between your walks and cycling, you can do it. And you get the results right away, and then you can start to experiment and
Nice.
explore one of these styles.
Nice.
Can I ask you if I can I create the practice for finding out your style real quick?
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay. You might want to get a piece of paper real quick to write them down.
Okay.
There's organized,
Okay.
spontaneous,
Okay.
analytical,
All right.
and inspirational.
Okay.
So, give me a challenge. Again, you'd have to do the check-in, but knowing yourself as much as you do, Donna, is if I gave you a challenge, for instance, you're in the process of hiring a new virtual assistant.
Well, love to.
I'll give you a referral. Don't that will get you don't need to know your style. So I'll give you a no, I will give you a referral.
Awesome.
Now, organized. Are you going to be organized about finding this new person? Would that work for you?
I'm probably going to be spontaneous.
Tell me how. How does that work?
Like quick decision and talk to people quick and test them out.
But do you see how definitive you were? You didn't have to go through the organized, well, not the analytical, a little bit analytical,
A little
maybe.
bit analytical.
Analytical, let's put that in the recipe. Analytical, inspirational. How would that work for you with finding a new VA?
Well, I think I think the person would have to inspire me with what they can do. You know, so there's some VAs that you look at that have a different style than what you're looking for. You know, part of what I would be looking for is somebody that's going to help with some of the social media and can keep the branding going and can continue to create that look, feel that we have going. So if they have like a very cartoonish style, like that's not going to work with like how we've got things set up. You know, so I would need to be inspired or like what they do.
So, do you think spontaneous and inspirational are almost the same up top? You know, they're equal in being important for you?
I don't know that spontaneous is important for me, but it's sometimes how I work. Organized might be a better mode of operation or analytical, like, but I,
You're all four styles. There's
yes.
not one dominant. You see how they all weave together, and that's gorgeous. That's you.
Nice. So do you find that people use all four styles in their decision making?
Yes, but there's usually one or two that are very dark. There's one that's really, you know, when you said spontaneous, that came from your heart. That was,
Right.
you know, and that could translate so many ways, like the way you give her access to promoting your brand to give you different aspects of what she thinks might, you know, work for you. And then you could be spontaneous. Okay, I choose that. I could, and, you know, it works so beautifully with everything. And by the way, I'm going to give you a referral.
Awesome. Awesome. I love
So
it.
that's another aspect of the body knowledge. And that works, Donna, not just with your business, that works with your health, the environment that you're in. It does work with eating. Oh, let me ask you this. I can't leave.
Let's talk about that. Like, how does it work with eating?
Okay. What do you think your dominant style is?
I'm looking at my list that I wrote down
Do you
on my
want me to
computer.
say them again?
Sure, you can say them for our for folks that didn't get them
For our
written down.
audience and our
Yeah.
folks. Organized, it's not in any order, spontaneous, inspirational, analytical.
Analytical eating. I would say spontaneously organized. How's that?
Okay, now, since you're so sure of that, how does that play out with food?
I think I'm organized in that I have a routine of things that I eat pretty consistently. So those things are in the house. But I don't always have a plan like what's for dinner, but I can go and look in the cupboard and create something. So I'm not,
Spontaneous,
yeah, so I'm not that
spontaneous.
organized of like, I'm not one of the people that has like a menu for the whole week. And yeah.
So you're not analytical. Well, you might be analytical about calories or
Yes.
something like, is it a starch or?
Definitely, definitely.
I'm gonna go live with you. I could do that.
Okay, come on over. You're not that far away.
Over.
Just a few miles west.
Let's see how fun we can make it.
Yeah,
And also
definitely.
with, yeah, with movement. I think you know what your style is with movement.
What would you say my style is with movement?
Oh, see, she throws it right back at me. That's what I love about you. I believe you. Well, you brought up the beautiful example about, you know, if you're organized and analytical about what you're going to do with your movement for that day and something else happens, then you go with the flow. You're spontaneous.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And inspirational, like your body must love cycling.
It does. She does, yes.
She
Yeah.
does, or else she wouldn't do it. She would give you pain or complaining, you know. She'll, yeah.
It's funny because a friend of mine was talking about sleep. And that she has some nights she has restless legs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because I was like, wow, I never thought about like if I have restless legs. But sometimes I'm in bed and I feel like, so it probably is restless legs. My legs just want to go out and ride. Like they just want to go biking.
Let's go, Donna. You don't have to look at your email. We're going out.
And so it's like, oh, well, maybe it is actually restless legs, but I interpret it as my legs like want to go. They want to like get out there, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning, so I'm not going to go out and ride my bike
Well, you
in the
could do it
middle of the
in a
night.
dream. You could do it in a
Yeah.
dream.
So maybe that's what I need to work on.
You gotta satisfy her.
But it's an interpretation. It's a different
Yes.
interpretation of probably the same thing of, you know, her saying, oh, I'm having sleep trouble, I have restless legs, and me saying, oh, I just like I wish I could go out and ride my damn bike.
Well, your body and you really have a close relationship, and I know you're very grateful for that. And we inspire our clients, and I put this under the self-care umbrella. And hopefully these styles will guide them, the conversation will guide them to just enjoy. Come
Yeah,
on.
definitely. So important to enjoy your body and to enjoy your self-care too, right?
And she will take you to so many places that you've never imagined.
Yes,
Look at you in your dream. God knows where you're going to go. You'll probably be
definitely.
too tired when you wake up,
Maybe.
or more invigorated, more
Right.
inspired.
Right,
Let's go.
definitely.
Let's go for 4 hours. Come on. Let's go.
For sure.
So
So
notice this is fun,
it
Donna.
is fun.
Fun.
So if people want to take your assessment, where do they go?
Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome.com. I believe there's a pop-up and you could enjoy.
Awesome. And is that the best place for people to be in touch with you?
Yes.
All right. So bodyawe.com, BODYAWE.com.
Thank
And
you.
of course, down in the show notes, we'll have the link to Stephanie's website and that cool assessment so that you can figure out things about your body relationship. Anything else?
And it's all good, Donna. It's all good. I don't want to scare anybody away because when I say assessment, it's like,
Oh,
ooh.
I know. I was trying to think if that was the word you used or if you had
Check
something.
in, check
Check
in.
in.
But my marketing people keep arguing with me, so I'm going to hold strong.
Hold strong. So go do your body check-in at buddyawe.com with Stephanie Wood. Thank you so much for being here. It is great to talk with you again. I love it.
Love it too. See you soon.
Definitely. Have a great day, everyone. Hey, thanks for joining me today for Visionary Womenpreneurs Radio. Was that an incredible conversation or what? We all need to work on our self-care, I bet, and we all could use some additional body knowledge. So be sure to check out Stephanie's links in the show notes here and access the resources that she has available for you. I want to thank you for joining me today at Visionary Womenpreneurs Radio, where we work to bring you incredible womenpreneurs to inspire and motivate us all. If you have a chance, leave us a review, subscribe to the podcast. Helps us to rank better on whatever platform you are using. And we are available on several different platforms, so be sure to like us and listen in to the shows as they come about. And if you haven't picked up the Visionary Womenpreneurs Field Guide, feel free to do so over at compassrosconsulting.com/field-guide. I'm your host, Donna Price, and it's been fun to have this conversation today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Make it a great day. Take big action in your business and do some incredible work on your own personal growth and self-care. Take care.